Moving on to Alison. Coffee Mamba Jamba was joined by Alison, who comes from East London, North London?
East London.
And, well, Alison, your impressions and why did you choose this course?
I thought the syllabus of this course and the focus on the practicality of tasting was very important to me. And I thought the trainer today was also tremendous in terms of giving us lots of time and lots of hands-on experience and giving us what we've come here for.
Mm-hmm. What are the highlights that jumped out at you?
I thought the process of setting up the cupping table, comparing notes of how we both thought of the different coffee samples, were actually very interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why did you want to kind of know more about coffee?
I think it's as most coffee lovers, we want to find out more about how you taste coffee properly, where it comes from, process where it's made, and I think this. This course is actually absolutely perfect for that.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything in the course that surprised you about yourself and your knowledge? Or
I think it surprised me how much I enjoyed it.
Really? But also, for example, were you surprised by some of the senses? And we've got the five key senses that we engage. So do you want to just name those and say maybe which one you thought you mm-hmm. were best at and which one you think you can improve on?
I think it's a matter of practicing more and having a structured approach to it. And I think that today the course, certainly within 3 or 4 hours, have really given us the foundation to do that. So I thought that was very helpful.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to go away and practice a bit?
I'll try.
And are you hoping to kind of join the industry in some shape or form?
Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah, because you come from, did you tell me, banking background? Or
that's right. That's
banking.
Right.
So no more banking.
Maybe not.
maybe coffeeing. So what do you think? Or is that really just the beginning of a journey for you as well?
That's right. This is my first course and there will definitely be more to come.
And how do you think you did in the exam?
I hope I passed.
Was it hard for you?
Not really. I think that was, I think given how well John had taught us, it was actually less difficult than it could have been.
What, easy to retain the things he said. But then when it comes to smelling yourself, like we had, maybe describe what we had, kind of what kind of practical exams we had.
So we had distinguish the five different tastes and also some smells. And then finally we had to set up a cupping table ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the skills that we've learned earlier in the day just reinforced through practicing and doing mm-hmm. it ourselves.
So the five different tastes, what would you, can you name them?
Sweet, sour, bitter, salt, and umami.
Yeah, I mean, umami was a new one for me. I didn't know that. You knew it. That's really great. I think I was struggling a bit with this, detecting it when we trained as well before the exam because John put essences into water.
That's
and we
right.
had to also find out which one was water.
That's right.
So sometimes that can be tricky because even water can taste of something like a bit metallic or and then the smell. Do you want to just describe the Nez du Café, what it is, and did you enjoy that? So we're resuming here. Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. But yeah, just Alison, tell me. This is live, by the way. Just tell me about the smelling. So
We looked at the flavor wheel for coffee,
mm-hmm.
And we also practiced with some samples within some of the smells within that flavor wheel. So that includes things like fruity, flowery, herbal, and also including chocolatey, nutty, mm-hmm. and amongst others.
Mm-hmm.
And we also got to, you know, blind smell some of those,
mm-hmm.
Which obviously puts theory to practice.
Mm, absolutely, yeah, that was great. Yeah. Well, listen, it was fun to do it with you, and I think we're going to meet again tomorrow because tomorrow we're moving on to, what course is it tomorrow?
Intermediate
of the same thing. So if this was beginners, what are we in store for, Alison?
I don't know. Hopefully lots.
Yeah, a good night's sleep, I think, is in order, and coming well prepared with all your senses absolutely in tune. So we look forward to tomorrow, right?
Yes, looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks again to John. That was amazing. So, signing out from the London School of Coffee, only to come back tomorrow. So stay tuned. Coffee Mama Jumbo is coming back with Alison.